Title, Abrell the Untitled Letter, a Double Fault for AbbVie? Or Makeup Misread for FDA? Content, on August 29, 2024, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Office of Prescription Drug Promotion, OPDP, issued an untitled letter to AbbVie Incorporated, AbbVie, regarding a promotional, direct-to-consumer, DTC, television advertisement, TV ad, for Abrelvy, Abrogvent, tablets, for oral use, Abrelvy. 1. Abrelvy is indicated for the acute treatment of migraine with or without aura in adults. 2. FDA concluded that the TV ad, which featured tennis star Serena Williams, misleadingly suggested that Abrelvy provides greater benefits than has been demonstrated and was therefore misbranded under FDA regulations. The first read of this letter, especially the last sentence on the first page, plus citations, might lead one to believe that FDA is serving up a new tactic in enforcement, picking on AbbVie for using a public figure for advertising. But FDA's argument is much more pedestrian: fast or quickly is less than 2 hours, and using conditional words like can might help if studies showed that more than one dose is required to relieve symptoms. Moreover, while redacted, it appears this issue arose in another context where advisory comments were provided to the same effect. We will explain FDA's approach, as well as the flaws in that approach, below. Promotional claims at issue in this letter. FDA was primarily concerned with the misleading impression created by the following presentation and claims. In frames 1-4, Serena Williams is shown experiencing symptoms of migraine pain and photophobia while preparing to appear on a talk show. The next frame shows the Abrelvy logo in the backstage hallway along with a blue lit path. Frames 6-7 then show Serena Williams walking down the blue lit path, no longer exhibiting migraine symptoms, and holding up a single 100 mg dose packet of Abrelvy. Serena Williams' voiceover, VO, claim one dose works fast to eliminate migraine pain with the accompanying Super Abrelvy quickly eliminates migraine pain. Emphasis added. According to FDA, the combination of this compelling before and after presentation with the VO and Super claims misleadingly suggests that Abrelvy eliminates migraine pain and symptoms more quickly than was demonstrated in the clinical trials. In particular, FDA reasoned that the claims were not supported by the two clinical trials included in the clinical studies section of the drug's prescribing information, PI. According to FDA, the endpoints for these studies measured effect of pain freedom at 2 hours post-dose and effect on most bothersome symptom, MBS's freedom at 2 hours post-dose. Emphasis added. FDA further highlighted the results from each trial. In study 1, 19.2%, 21.2%, and 11.8% of patients achieved pain freedom at 2 hours in the Abrelvy 50 mg, Abrelvy 100 mg, and placebo groups, respectively, 7.4% to 9.4% difference from placebo, 38.6%, 37.7%, and 27.8% of patients achieved freedom from MBS in the Abrelvy 50 mg, Abrelvy 100 mg, and placebo groups, respectively, 9.9% to 10.8% difference from placebo. In study 2, 21.8% and 14.3% of patients achieved pain freedom at 2 hours in the Abrelvy 50 mg and placebo groups, respectively, 7.5% difference from placebo, and 38.9% and 27.4% of patients achieved freedom from MBS in the Abrelvy 50 mg and placebo groups, respectively, 11.5% difference from placebo. Although not expressly stated, FDA's conclusion and reasoning strongly suggests that the agency did not view a 2-hour onset of action to be fast or quick and/or that an insufficient percentage of subjects were shown to have achieved pain or MBS freedom by the 2-hour mark. FDA also found that the TV ad misleadingly suggests that all patients who take Abrelvy can expect their migraine pain to be eliminated after a single dose. In so doing, FDA again pointed to the clinical studies section of the PI and stated that approximately 19% to 22% of patients achieved pain freedom at 2 hours after receiving one dose of the drug, whereas approximately 78% to 81% of patients did not achieve pain freedom after receiving one dose of Abrelvy. In addition to these findings, FDA also noted that the dosage and administration section of the PI states that patients may take a second dose of the drug at least 2 hours after the initial dose. Additionally, although FDA recognized the inclusion of the disclaimer, some people had PAH.